Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Today, it is already December 5th, 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. The websites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.net, and PrisonPlanet.com. All four of the sites have a lot of the same news, but a lot of different news and original news that you'll only find on the individual sites. So be sure and check them all out on a daily basis, and we appreciate all of you tuning in and caring about freedom and caring about the fight against the New World Odor, as some have called it. No guests today. I just want to cover news and take calls. A lot of times I get in here and I just say, you know what? Cancel the guests. And we had a lot of great guests lined up for you, but I just cancel them because I want to cover news. I want to rant and rave. I want to pontificate. I want to take your phone calls. And we're going to move quickly through your calls today. I'm getting better and better at actually taking your calls and moving through them quickly. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. Any news item, any issue, anything you wish to discuss. And if you disagree with me, you go straight to the head of the line. 1-800-259-9231. Fossil fuel theory takes hit with NASA finding. New study shows methane on Saturn's moon Titan, not biological. There are thousands of studies. I mean, literally, I've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and seen, you know, many hundreds of others mentioned by our government, other governments, private firms, where they're finding oil, gas that is clearly not fossil, that is clearly not from plankton or dinosaurs or Easter mummies. New study shows methane on Saturn's moon, Titan, not biological. Ejecting masses of methane, ladies and gentlemen. Tamiflu, useless against avian flu. We told you this months ago. But a doctor who has treated 41 victims of viruses, we place no importance on this drug. Rumsfeld and others own it. You're going to hear it's good for you on the nightly news. Shut up. It doesn't matter if the last 5 years, the flu shots everybody goes out and gets, they know at the time, does not cover even that year's flu, people are lining up to get this one. So it just shut up, okay? We don't want scientific fact, we want to feel good. Like George Bush is a conservative. It's not true, but it just doesn't matter. Deadly bacteria spreading through U.S. population. Now, this is something you're never going to really hear about on the nightly news. This is something you really got to worry about. So we're going to get to that a little bit later in the broadcast. Congress considers stripping homeowners of state protections. Yeah, you thought Congress was moving to protect you from the Supreme Court ruling? No, this is an establishment. When they do something at that level, it's done for a reason. And you may have lots of pontificating. It's like Hillary's against Bush, but she loves the war. Well, the Republicans are very angry at the Supreme Court, that seven of them are Republican appointed, by the way, of the nine, about saying we don't own our own property, but they'll pass a little resolution saying we believe in free speech and property and the Second Amendment, but then they'll move forward attacking all of those pillars of liberty and freedom. And it's the same here. They're moving ahead and just openly stripping at the state level. So Congress is going to pass a law going after your land use and your ownership itself. 300 CIA flights landed in Europe. Getting more details of that. Hillary's military offensive. Clinton's hawkish stance is a two-edged political sword. Al-Qaeda number 3 killed by CIA spy plane. Is that the fifth time number 3 has been killed? And just so much more, folks. It's just all very important. It's all coming up after this quick break. And your calls as well on this Monday edition of InfoWars.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, Jack Blood here from Deadline Live. You know, it seems people will steal anything and everything you have. If you have a house with some equity, a car, a truck, RV, there is someone looking for a way to rip it off. And what about those government agencies? You know, the ones, those alphabet agencies. Did you know that they get raises, promotions, and bonuses based on what they see? And they can do it without due process. This is how the establishment has been attaining real wealth for centuries. And now you can learn the secrets that the elite have used for generations. Wealth-hiding secrets of the elite are exposed in this best-selling book, Bulletproof Asset Protection. Find out how you can make it look like you have no equity in your property, or make it look like you own no property, and a whole lot more. Order the book and DVD now for one low price. Get Bulletproof Asset Protection now. Call them 888-240-3337. And that's 888-240-3337. Or go to assetprotectionteam.com. Tell them you heard it on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Monday, boys and girls. Thank you so much for joining us, all the folks across the continents, from Asia to Europe to Africa to South America, North America, the ships at sea. Thank you for joining us today. We're going to have open phones, 1-800-259-9231 for the entire 3 hours of this transmission against tyranny, in resistance to tyranny in defense of liberty. Coming up later, something interesting happened last Friday. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff was up there with Donald Rumsfeld, and Rumsfeld started talking about how we're not behind the torture because there's lots of different countries that are there. When something bad does happen, why, we row. It's not really our job to do anything, and it's not our job to do anything if the Iraqis are torturing people. The Marine Corps Commandant, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, says, no, sir, we do have to do something. Because, you see, this is still all illegal. This is still all serious felony. We're talking life in prison crimes, okay? And just because President Bush says he's above the law and the Attorney General says he's above the law, the federal laws, the state laws, the international laws, the human laws, God's laws, basic common sense laws the laws of the universe are still in play here. And so Rumsfeld may think he can get up and talk about how it's not their job to stop somebody torturing someone. But in the real world, that's just not true. And I know that Karl Rove says that they're above the law. I know that Karl Rove says that they can do whatever they want. I know Karl Rove has openly told the New York Times that they control reality. But that is not true. And people come into my studio, now that it's semi-public over here at this bookstore I'll be opening sometime in the near future, still undisclosed location in Austin, Texas, because I haven't gotten the bookstore ready yet. And they say, why do you have that star chart hanging on the wall? And they joke. They say, what are you, like Ronald Reagan? Is that astrology? And no, it's not an astrology chart. I was in one of those poster shops many, many years ago, actually back in college. And I saw it, and it was just so pretty. It's kind of a figure eight with the northern and southern hemispheres as viewed from the North Pole and the South Pole. And there's also then a diagram, very nicely done. It actually glows in the dark. In the past, it hanging in my bedroom. My wife doesn't fit with the decor, so it's now in my office. And it's got the celestial planet sphere. It's got some of the near galaxies to us in larger description. It's also got our own Milky Way. And I like to look at it. I'm thinking I'm going to order from NASA some of the Hubble photographs of galaxy clusters. And in one small view, in one photograph that Hubble has taken, there are several hundred million galaxies. And Hubble has photographed the entire night sky around Earth from its view, just taking photos of dark matter alone and using computers to count the galaxies. There's over 200 billion galaxies from all of the Hubble photographs as it took pictures of the night sky in a grid pattern over the last few years. Well, now they're shutting Hubble down, but I guess it was over the last decade or so. And here, what does this have to do with torture? What does it have to do with open borders? What does it have to do with the price of gold or the price of tea in China? This. That reminds me, and it reminded me at the time I bought it, and it reminds me at the time I look at it today, of just how small we really are, how transitory we are, how short our lives are, how wonderful and blessed our lives are, how enchanted everything really is. I mean, just in the view of the Milky Way on this primitive little poster, there are millions and millions of stars. Just a tiny snapshot. The stars form fogs, there's so many, to where you can't even differentiate them. One little quadrant of the Milky Way in our own galaxy, not just the dark matter where the telescopes take photos in between the stars out to galaxies beyond us, but just one little area of the Milky Way, you know, has hundreds of millions of stars with hundreds of millions upon millions of orbiting planets. Imagine the mystery and the majesty of Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus and Pluto and Venus and Mercury and Mars and all of it, just in our little tiny solar system. So you got these people fighting and killing and backstabbing so they can strut around on the red carpet, doing everything they can, pulling out every stop they can, so they can strut around like peacocks and act cool. People rising and in the falling of empires. It's just nothing in the scheme of time. It's nothing in the scope and scale of the universe. In God's creation, we can see the handiwork. We can see the mind of God in the firmament, in the night sky. And so I look at that, and it just humbles me. And we all need to be a little bit more humble. There's people that will sell their souls just for a little bit of temporal power on this plane. There are women all over the West who knowingly buy collagen for melted down dead prisoners and babies. Knowingly. It's known, and they do it. Well, I just want to look beautiful. There are people who will rob banks so they can drive a fancy car. There are cops who will violate the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, stomp on freedoms, stomp on liberties for absolutely no reason. Just to get $35,000 a year and exercise a little bit of power because they get off on it. And I'm not saying all police, but the police work for this corrupt government. They're violating our rights in a systematic fashion and openly saying they want to violate them more. Police chiefs all over the country are calling for banning guns outright. And so they've declared themselves enemies of the people. And so the police that aren't for this should speak up and step out from amongst the enemy and declare themselves on the people's side. Oh, I couldn't do that. I'd get fired. It's a con, it's an illusion, it's a fraud. You think you hold on to something, you think you get something by gripping it and lusting after it and fighting for it, and really you lose your life because you tried to save it. Because we're a nation of cowards. We are evil, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the fruits. Look at what we are like hogs to the slaughter. No one in the history of the world has been in as great a per capita debt. No one has been more unhealthy. No one has been more manifestly decadent. No one has simulated in their own minds, which is the same thing as doing in the real world, murders and rapes and killings. Just look at the TV. No one has ever distributed depleted uranium over much of the earth. No one has ever dumped hundreds of millions of gallons of nerve gas into the ocean, just happily dumping it off barges. No one has ever taken almost the entire genetic line of food crops and mutated and warped them and basically destroyed them and then released them in the open air. It is suicide. We are committing mass harikari. We are committing mass seppuku. Right now. In front of everyone. Because you do reap what you sow, and what comes around does go around. And I'm convinced, you know, you talk about these evil people, why are they always so self-destructive? Because that's the nature of humankind. If you decide to take that dark path, you will destroy yourself and everybody around you, because deep down your coding that God gave you is still there, and there's a self-destruct mechanism built in. That's why now I don't hate evil New World Order masters. I hate the sin they engage in. I hate the programs they build. But I actually, in a way, feel sorry for them because they're such pathetic wretches. They're so incredibly unhappy. They're so fallen. Fallen even further than those of us that at least know we're fallen. They want to be more fallen, in a more fallen state, more fallen nature. They revel in it. They love it. They love the darkness. And you know, I'm preaching here, and I got a lot of news to cover and a lot of calls to take today. It's just that I look up at the night sky. I look at the poster on my wall of the northern and southern views of the Milky Way galaxy. And I realize what small little creatures we are, how the Earth isn't even a speck of dust, isn't even a molecule in a speck of dust. It is just a fraction in a neutron, in an atom spinning around a molecule. I mean, we are nothing, nothing. And everywhere I go, I just see the beauty, the trees, the sky, God's creation. It's all around us. It's magnificent. These people don't even want to see it. They're busy inside watching Fox television, watching CNN. They're busy running around, just totally blinded, totally had a spell is on them where they can't even see what they're in. They can't even, with our limited consciousness that we have, they're even blinded to that. They are missing out on the most fabulous things. It's so sad.
Do you desire to increase your energy levels and relieve your pain and stress without chemicals, drugs, or expensive supplements? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. For those unique, one-of-a-kind holiday items, click on trivortex.com to give those special gifts that will improve health and well-being, as well as amaze and astound. This is Brian David Anderson, researcher and inventor of the Trivortex technology products, wishing you and yours a joyous holiday season.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Of the American people, even in mainline establishment polls, now believe the war is good. So you see Hillary and Bill Clinton and Chucky Schumer and Lieberman and, of course, the former Secretary of State for Nixon, all of them, Henry Kissinger, piling onto the seesaw because we've pushed the seesaw down on our end, and so they're all showing their true colors. You see, on the surface, when it's close, they'll keep a little axe going on. Well, they give each other awards and vacation together and intermarry. The best example of this is Mary Madeline and Carville. One is a neocon working in the White House. The other is the chief Clinton strategist. But they're married together. It's like the Bennett brothers. And on the weekend, when they're not, one's not prancing around being the liberal lawyer for Bill Clinton, the other's the good conservative lawyer and the good conservative, oh, writing books of virtue when he's not out with his racehorses or spending, you know, what was it, $500,000 in a day gambling? I mean, just foaming at the mouth, a literal gambling addict. I mean, and I'm not judging the guy, folks. I'm just, they're total hypocrites. And there's a lot of these husband and wife teams, brother-brother teams. The Clintons and the Bushes, CIA. I mean, Bush Sr. was CIA in 47. Clinton was CIA. A lot of evidence shows recruited out of high school. We know by the time he gets to Georgetown he was. That's admitted. Just like Putin's KGB, it's now admitted Blair's MI6, back when he was zit-faced guitar player. Socialist, you know, causing trouble at the universities. And this is how they do it. And the average guy driving along with a George W. sticker right now, he's just, I don't believe it. That's a liberal law. Well, buddy, I've done my homework. I know what I'm talking about, and you don't. And we're losing our Second Amendment. We're losing our sovereignty because people like you don't really want to defend this country. You just want to feel good. Well, go ahead and feel good then. You got a rude awakening coming with this economy. And the thing is, you believe all the propaganda. Even when you're living in a shack, you'll think, well, I'm the one. I just am down on my luck. The economy's really great. The TV said, we get back, we'll talk to Ken, Jacob, Jason, Michael. And who's that last caller in the queue from Texas? Jeanette, and then others that are holding as well. So we'll get to everybody. I want to get into this Drudge Report, Jerusalem Post sensationalized story about nuclear Iran. They're going to have a bomb in the next month, and they're going to kill us. It's over, folks. We've got to attack them now. And the very same person over in England, their foreign secretary, Straw, who was saying that 45 minutes Saddam will kill us, he's now saying Iran's going to kill us. It's just going to happen in the next month. They've got the nuclear missiles. They've got bombs. It's over. Of course, it's totally admitted to be a fraud. MI6 on documents say 10 years, CIA 10 years. Total fraud, total lies. But it doesn't stop. See, but they keep saying nuclear, nuclear. That means they can have a power plant in the next year. I mean, UT can have two nuclear reactors. I'm sorry, I always said they had one. They have two here in town. No one guards it, by the way. I've been talking about this for years, and finally there was an MSNBC story about the border's wide open, and I got to have police pull me over to checkpoint, but no one's guarding a nuclear reactor in North Austin. And a good size one, by the way. And I don't want to hear that, well, why are you talking about it then? Just next time a cop pulls you over and search your car, go, oh, sir, actually, you better not. They'll have you on the news as saying you were going to do something to it. That's how dumb it's gotten. If you get sarcastic, go, sir, why don't you go guard the nuclear power plant? I got me one. He mentioned a nuclear power plant. What are you talking about? There ain't one of those around here. Yeah, there is. It's just, I'm tired of it. Willful ignorance. You know, the police are going to be running around randomly from New York to Dallas, Texas, now they're saying, to Miami, to Detroit, to Chicago, to L.A., randomly just hundreds of police show up in black uniforms and just randomly under federal grants start randomly searching people and demanding everyone's ID. I mean, there's a real terror threat. You better stop these illegal aliens. You better stop the Islamists pouring across the northern and southern border. You better go guard the nuclear power plants. I mean, give me a break. They got cops guarding the courthouses, guarding the state houses, guarding them all as if it's going to stop a terrorist if they really attack. But have they built barricades? Have they built a little machine gun nest at all the nuclear power plants? Oh, they'll have one or two around the country and then put on a big fanfare for you. Meanwhile, there's hundreds of experimental plants all over the country, and they haven't done a thing. My point is, it's all a fraud. It's about training you to be a slave. And I don't want to hear it anymore. Next time they pull you over to checkpoint, what do you want to search me for? Things have changed after 9/11. Yeah, that's right. You've gotten even stupider. All right, I really am ranting. Come back, take calls, get into more news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Jason, Michael, Jeanette, and others. Toll free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Coming up, I want to play this little clip of Rumsfeld late last week, being contradicted by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Because Rumsfeld's up there just saying, we don't have to stop torture, even if we see it happening. And he's like, no, that's not true, sir, we do. And that's a spin right there. It's our corrupt government, again, hijacked by criminals. Bill Clinton, all of them, all criminals. It doesn't matter who's in. It's all the same club. Doing this, training him to do this. But that's coming up. Also, I'm just going to play a small segment of this, just a little bit to analyze it and comment on it. Limbaugh on kidnapping a peace activist in Iraq. I'm telling you folks, there's a part of me that likes this. Yeah, there's been a lot of peace activists get arrested by overweight, middle-aged men, and they're so sloppy you'll even hear British and American accents in the background, and they blow women's heads off. And it's really used for good propaganda. Now, I have no doubt that in a lot of cases, these peace activists really are spies. They really are getting intel for real insurgents, real rebels. And so they just go pick that bleeper up, and we're going to get some propaganda out of this, blow her head off, saw their head off right in front of everybody. Oh, that guy gave some intelligence to somebody for exchange for some money? Get him and kill him. Now, that's the twisted logic they use. They're not so outright overtly evil. Most of them, usually somebody they're killing has done something. I'm not defending that. I'm not. And then in other cases, you got real Arabs, real Persians, really kidnapping people. And generally, if it's the real ones, they let them go. And normally, it's a soldier. It is not some peace activist. I mean, it's like that German lady. She'd been there 15 years, married an Iraqi. And they just marched her out and killed her. And witnesses, it was even in major Iraqi papers, witnesses saw white men. They don't even hide it. They'll have white guys pull up in army fatigues. They'll go pick them up and go kill them and put a mask over their head. And it's over. I mean, this is what they do. And so Limbaugh goes on to say, well, this could even be fake. This could be the peace activist pulling a stunt, posing with Arab terrorists. And, you know, frankly, that is true. It could be that, too. I mean, we're supposed to, in wartime, have a Machiavellian view and know that everybody can pull these tricks. The point is, don't ever believe what you're just told on the surface. Look at it objectively, analyze it through the lens, look for key areas, and then over time, unfortunately, we've got about a 97 or so percent accuracy rate on our analysis because it's not that hard. The globalists just, and I say unfortunately because I wish we weren't right, stuff's really bad, folks. We've just seen the globalists do stuff so many times, they have like templates they follow. Attack pattern Delta, go now. I mean, it's just, they're very predictable. It only works on just dumbed down, gullible people. You know how stupid the general public is now. I mean, you can't even hold conversations with half the population. They are literally just in a TV watching haze. And if you want to talk about fancy clothes or food or cars, they might be able to, you know, get a twinkle in their eye and engage you in some half-baked conversation. You want to talk to them about basically anything else, they are grunting, lobotomized individuals. And I'm not trying to be sardonic. We have to realize that it's not those of us that see the truth that we're that smart. We're just not totally destroyed mentally, spiritually, psychologically. There are none so blind as those that have eyes but do not want to see, have ears but refuse to hear. So, Drudge, Jerusalem Post, sensationalized story about nuclear Iran, another one here. Key details on Ramsey Clark being the defense lawyer for Saddam. They've already killed like three lawyers and tried to kill an assistant. So, I don't know about Clark, folks. Sometimes I think he's super deep cover. I've met him several times, interviewed him several times on radio, on TV, and I just don't know about Mr. Attorney General. Saddam yells at judge in unruly session and says, I don't care if you execute me. We don't even know that's Saddam, folks. You understand that? I know you do. You're smarter than I am, most of you. And I've got news like this. Netanyahu hints that they could consider Iran a nuclear strike. Go ahead and hit it. Insurgents ambush and kill 19 Iraqi soldiers, roadside bomb and gunfire wound several. I want to read this article Paul and I wrote last Friday. I never got to. Empire and Descent, the Deliberate Destruction of America, Worldwide Hatred of the United States, an Intentional Precursor for World Government Takeover. FBI is taking another look at forged pre-war intelligence. Oh, they're looking to see why the White House went on false documents. The White House admittedly produced them. CIA bosses, we know more on bin Laden and others. We just can't tell you, Porter Goss says. And, you know, I see articles like this all the time, and it's so horrible, I don't even cover it. Sex lessons planned for all children, five-year-olds to get lessons. And it goes in the London Observer into the lessons. And, folks, we can't even read the lessons on air. This is England. This is what they're trying in the U.S., robbing people of innocence. Every time they have suicide, anti-suicide classes, suicides increase, documented, it introduces it into their heads. They never thought about it. It makes it popular, a way to get attention. Oh, they put the kids on drugs. And you see, the big pharma makes money off this. It causes, the drugs cause more suicides, and talking about it introduces it, popularizes it, and causes suicides. And it's the same thing with all this sex education. But, you know, they could argue it for 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds. Argue some, you know, explain the diseases you can get and stuff. That was the old-fashioned type that actually helped. No, this new one that they're doing is 5 years old, and we're going to tell you everything. Unbelievable. Alawi claims assassination attempt. Well, that's Satan calling Beelzebub bad. Report finds cover-up in FBI terror case. Oh, really? The New York Times. Oh, covering up 9/11 information. Really? Private security guards in Iraq operate with little supervision. LA Times. I covered this last Friday and got the emails that I was a liar. No one ever survives abortions. Didn't matter if it was Times of London. Didn't matter if I've interviewed people who were 30 years old who survived abortions. Jenna Jensen was aborted at 7.5 months. She survived. Astonishingly, she has forgiven her mother for trying to kill her. London Telegraph. We're going to get her on. This isn't the other people I've ever heard. This is somebody new. So we'll get into that. Congress considers stripping homeowners of state protections. Oh, yeah, you thought they were going to protect you from land grabs? Uh-uh. Deadly bacteria spreading through U.S. hospitals. That's a real threat. Fossil fuel theory takes hit with NASA finding. Tamiflu, useless against avian flu. And a lot more. It's all coming up. Okay, but I'm in it right now. Go ahead and go to your calls. I want to talk to everybody. Let's move quickly. Ken in Maine, way up north there. How you doing, Ken?
Well, fine if you ask for details. I feel kind of sorry about all that widespread stuff. Let's give you a little local view on that Supreme Court decision involving Connecticut.
Tell us specifically about which one you're discussing.
Well, the one that allows the government to take land and
sell it. The New London.
Yes.
If a private robber baron wants your land, that goes back to Prima Noctu, or wants your wife, it is his by right of kings.
Okay, well, let me give you a little local feedback. We have these land trusts up here who own a lot of land tax exempt. And last week, a friend of mine who used to be a first selectman in a small town went and told the Board of Assessors that they should go and talk to these folks, and guess what? They stepped up voluntarily and going to start paying taxes rather than face eminent domain proceedings. I think this is a movement that can spread on a very local level.
What, people are saying they're no longer going to pay taxes?
No. This is a land trust group that owns land, you know, forever and beyond that don't pay taxes on it. They are now going to start paying taxes voluntarily.
Why is that?
Because they don't want to risk eminent domain proceedings to take their land away from them and give it to somebody who will pay taxes on it. Land trust, non-profit organization.
Is it the Nature Conservancy?
Nope, but it's a local one. I don't want to give you on the air because it's too local and we're just starting. We're going to spread this throughout the state and we're going to go from there.
Okay, thank you for the call. I don't fully understand. I mean, I see where you're going with that, the government says that if somebody else can pay more taxes than you and put your land to better use, your house, your bowling alley, your grocery store, your auto repair shop, then somebody else who wants to put, say, a hotel there, then we're going to take your property. And so you go, okay, well, then I'll just pay taxes on it. They're already taking land from people that have been paying taxes. And I guess that if a local group that Nature Conservancy or somebody else that's holding property thinks they need to do that, I see that as a caving in or a capitulation to this. I mean, look, we already don't own our land. We pay a yearly rent on it in property taxes. And if we don't pay that property tax, that yearly rent, it's just like renting a house from somebody. You don't pay the rent, you'll be evicted. Hundreds of homes every year here in Austin are taken because people fall on bad luck. Usually they're elderly people. They can't pay it anymore, and they take the house and put them in a nursing home. Usually the kids won't defend the old folks. They're too busy out partying and playboying. So the old folks don't know how to defend themselves. I mean, I've seen this happen. And so in the proceedings, even if the old folks are ready just to give it up, the city will do some proceedings and then charge them lawyer bills for the proceedings and then take the house. And the old folks don't even get anything for it. Then they go into a nursing home where they are prepared for death, where they don't have their beds changed, their bedclothes changed, their family doesn't visit them, and they just die. I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm just mentioning what really goes on. You know, since you mentioned it, sir, let me just read part of it. Congress considers stripping homeowners of state protections. The Center for Responsible Lending, CRL, is reporting that a new bill in Congress would override and weaken state anti-predatory lending laws that protect homeowners. Congressman Nye, Republican of Ohio, and Ken Jorski of Pennsylvania have introduced legislation that would roll back state protections for homeowners. Prompting uniformity among the states is a good reason to introduce federal legislation. Such legislation can ensure that states don't race to the bottom. So this is changing the economic rules across the board. And I hadn't heard of what the caller mentioned, Ken in Maine. I mean, I'm glad he called. I'm not criticizing or poo-pooing what he said. It just signifies a capitulation. What I think it shows is how desperate people are, and that folks know this is serious. I mean, this isn't a joke. This is feudalism. This is you're not using the land. I'm here to tell the Johnson family, I'm the Duke of Edinburgh, and I'm here to tell the Johnson family that my land manager has informed me that your quota has dropped off in the last 2 years of grain production, of wheat production. And so I'm going to take your feudal holding, and I'm going to put you out. This happened routinely. And I'm going to give your holding that you were allowed to stay on, to squat on, your little hovel, your little leaking shack, to the Goldsmith family, or to the Smith family, or to the Jones family. And then I have my sheriff come and throw you out, or I have my warden come and throw you out, or the constable come and throw you out, and then you go and you starve to death, literally starve to death on the streets. Freedom, freedom, because this individual will produce more and pay me a larger 10%. Feudal serfs had to pay, on average, in some areas of France, it was higher. But on average around Europe, from what I've read, it was around 10%. Well, what do we pay, boys and girls? You see. And so this is really just, look, they're going back to feudalism. They confuse you with liberal, conservative, and all this other garbage. And what I try to tell the leftists every day is this. The corporations are becoming the government. The corporations control the government. The corporations order the government to come after their competition. You fools think that big government's going to save you and help you and stop the big evil corporations. And then conservatives just say, give corporations free rein, let them do whatever they want. So with those two views together, we end up with this monopoly crony capitalism, which is more centralized than communism. There's four forms of capitalism, folks. People just think, oh, capitalism, it's good. Well, what form of capitalism is it? Capitalism itself is nothing but a name for mercantilism and then the subgroups of mercantilism. You know what mercantilism is? You better find out. Believe me, the Federal Reserve Chairman knows what it is. He lives by it. Jacob, in Toronto, Canada. Go ahead.
Alex?
Yes.
It's great to talk to you. I God bless you for spreading the good word and clearing up people's misconceptions. I did want to clear up a misconception that I think maybe you have, and it's in regards to witches and witchcraft. And what I wanted to let you know is that just like anything else in life, there's black and there's white and there's a little bit of gray in between. But there's a lot of good witches out there, a lot of people who are in a spiritual realm to fight all this evil from a different perspective.
Kind of like Glinda the Good Witch in the Wizard of Oz?
Well,
are you helping?
If you make jest, then that's your choice. But you preach freedom of religion on your network.
Sir, I believe you have freedom.
I agree. Okay, that.
Sir, what I'm trying to tell you is this. Listen, I'm not saying there aren't well-meaning people and people that are, you know, help little old ladies across the street who are into all that stuff.
That's not what I'm talking about.
I'm just telling you this, okay. Sir. I'll hold you over a minute. I'm not going to cut you short. I'm just telling you that you can say whatever you want. The roots of all of these druidic and animistic religions all lead back to human sacrifice and horned god worship. Now go ahead and say your piece. I'm going to shut up.
No, that's fair if you believe that. I mean, I have my own, but that's we'll leave that for another day. I wanted to ask you about the possibility of George Bush being assassinated on 9/11. This is something I heard about last week, and just the fact that somebody either talked him down or he begged them not to kill him, because by the planes flying into the buildings, whatever, however that happened, plus him being assassinated, would just martial law would happen right there and then. What, have you heard anything about this, about the possibility of him being sniped on that day as well?
I've heard all of this, and it's just come from sources that just because somebody says something doesn't mean it's stay there, and I'll let you get to your point. I appreciate your call. We'll talk on the other side of this quick break. Stay with us.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Jacob, Jason, Jeanette, Terry, Keith, we're going to get to everybody. I don't want to say I'm getting off to a slow start just for the call, so I always do. There's so much news, so much I want to talk about. But look, 9/11, we know a lot of things have happened that we can't prove or we're not exactly sure about. What we know is this. The official story is a complete fraud, up one side and down the other. from end to end, its entire circumference. Every molecule of it is impossible and a fraud and a lie. And we know the globalists funded the attacks, ran the attacks. We have all the evidence of that. You know, exactly how it was funded, the precise operation of it. You know, did he gag her first or tie her ankles first, you know, in a murder investigation? We don't know that. The killers won't tell us. But we've caught them red-handed with thousands of pieces of evidence. I mean, it's an orgy of evidence, as police detectives would call something, with just a ridiculous amount of evidence. You know, the equivalent of the killer videotaping himself doing it and writing journals about it and telling 15 people. I mean, it's just... We know that Bush flew out to this Air Force base up in Nebraska. We know that some of the top CEOs, was it like 100 of them plus, met in some command bunker. We know that all the top CEOs that were in the towers were at that meeting. So, I mean, yes, something really, some deal got made. We know that. Something really weird went on. We know Marvin Bush ran security, and his security deal ended on 9/10, so he wouldn't have any liability. And he was there that morning closing up some accounts and then left and was on the train when it all hit. It just goes on and on. But I don't know. I don't know if, I mean, obviously these people are above Bush. Bush is a puppet. But, I mean, I hear all this stuff, and I just don't know what's true and what's not. I can only stick to what I can prove. Does that answer your question, Jacob?
No, absolutely, and I appreciate your time. One last thing I want to quickly say is about the activist that you spoke about. That person was Canadian, the person is a good person, and they're being held captive by the man, and I hope they're okay. And thank you very much for your time, sir.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate your call, and I hope that you'll investigate the roots of the pagan druidic rites that we call modern witchcraft today. And I hope you'll find out that it just, in every case, leads back to human sacrifice, leads back to oppression, leads back to evil. And I know you can point at Christianity and say that, too. But that's people using it for bad. That's people using it as an excuse. The pagan and druidic rites, or the Aztec or Toltec or... Romantic rites, all of those lead back to their very foundations. That is in the dogma, that is in the cant, that is in the scriptural foundational text. It's foundational, it's doctrinal. Human sacrifice is not doctrinal, except for the sacrifice of Christ. See, all these things are counterfeits, folks. And then pagans would argue, no, we predate Christianity, we're the old-time religion, and sacrifice. Well, I'll just tell you this. The Christians stopped the sacrificing. The Jews stopped sacrificing people 1,000 years before Christ even showed up on the scene. And now I've really opened the can of worms, and now we're going to be off to the races. And c'est la vie. It's open phones. It's free speech. Whatever you want to talk about, I just know God, and I have my beliefs, and I know I'm right. I experienced it on a millisecond by the millisecond time frame. I have known a lot of people that are into the occult growing up. I still do. And the fruits are not pretty. The fruits are not pretty. It's very dangerous. And I think most people who are good at heart and who are just dabbling, like Solomon, I think you're going to come out of it. All right, we're going to be right back with the second hour.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.